This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I am now delighted to welcome to the show Jane Morgan, who's from the Happy Hedgehog Rescue in Yateley. Jane, welcome to the show. Really, really interested to hear about hedgehog rescue. Not come across a hedgehog rescuer before. How did this all start?
Well, thank you for having me, and nice to meet you all. How did it start? Well, it's a story to tell. It started with a hedgehog. We lived in Sandhurst, and there was a cat there which was a little bit forlorn and neglected. The neighbour used to go away, and he would just sit out in the same spot, like a little dog waiting for his owner to come home. So we started putting food out. We were in a terraced house with a small porch, and the food was going. We were spending quite a lot on this dried cat food. And I drove my husband absolutely mad. The light would come on. The porch light was automatic and would come on every second. And I'd jump up. I said, oh, I can't see the cat. And the cat wasn't getting fatter, but we kept putting all this food out. Anyway, one day something changed and I ran up and I actually opened the front door. And rather looking out, I looked down. And there was a hedgehog. And I thought, oh, that's what's been happening. We were feeding the hedgehog as right. well. I like to think the cat actually did end up with some food. So it began with that. And then I kept putting more food out and did a bit of research around my mum, who's font of all knowledge, as mums are. She gave me loads of tips. And the cat actually lives with us now. The gentleman emigrated, and we spent a week trying to capture him. And yeah, he's 16 and still going strong.
That's brilliant. So you capture the cat, and you gained a hedgehog one way or another. Was it always the same hedgehog? I think I read that possibly there were several coming to the
house. Well, as we were in a terraced house, there was no entry to the back garden, so I captured the hedgehog and I took it through the house into the back garden. I then quickly made holes in fences. We were only one from the end, so I made sure that it had plenty of access to be able to get out, because obviously it had a home somewhere.
Yeah.
And I started putting food out the back and the front. And after a while, the same thing happened. A lot of food was going, and this hedgehog wasn't getting fatter. So I thought, you know, I've learned from the cat.
Yeah.
So I started marking the hedgehogs. A 50 pence area to the spine. I use Tipex. You can use nail varnish, but not red, because some do think it's blood. One spot to head, one spot to bottom. Two spots to head, two spots to bottom. And my poor husband put up with an awful lot, and still does, bless him. He used to make me an outdoor fire, and I would sit there with a cup of tea or a glass of wine, if I was lucky, and I would watch the hedgehogs coming. Oh, there's a new one, another spot. And after probably a year, year and a half, there were 12 different hedgehogs that I knew about. But 2 o'clock, I was working then. 2 o'clock was my cutoff point. I had to get some sleep. So I used to go to bed. And, you know, there might be more coming after that, but there were at least 12 different hedgehogs.
2 a.m.?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Blimey, mine's at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, actually, since helping hedgehogs, I don't get a lot of sleep, I have to say.
So they're nocturnal animals then?
They are nocturnal animals, yes, they are. And yeah, people find them all hours of the day. And when you're a home rescue, that phone keeps going.
So how does it work then? People find your number because they've found a baby hedgehog or just a hedgehog on its own in the day. What happens?
Well, basically, if a hedgehog's out in the day, 99% of the time, it's not very well at all. Hedgehogs are nocturnal. They're crepuscular as well. So they come out at dusk and dawn. So you might ring me, there's a hedgehog. I will then grill you for more information to try and ascertain, does that hedgehog need rescuing? Sometimes it doesn't, but most of the time it does, if they're out in the day. So I will either refer, we get calls all over the country, sometimes from abroad as well. So the idea is to get the hedgehog to a rescue somewhere ASAP. I give first aid advice on the phone, and then encourage people to do the right thing and take it to their local rescue. Sometimes that's me. Sometimes, I think this year we've sent 4 or 5 back, straight back out to the wild. They were potentially mums with babies, or pregnant ones that, that, you know, that that were yeah, that we marked them, put them back, and we thought it was the right thing to do, and some did go on to give birth. So, you know, it's making a really good assessment, trying to have a good dialogue with the caller and doing the right thing for the animal.
And have you had to hand rear any babies?
Yes, they're not easy. They are, yes, mum does it best. You know, they say breast is best. It's true for hedgehogs as well. The smaller they are, the harder it is. And very often, you're having interaction with those babies because the mum has died.
Mm.
Why has the mum died? Was the mum ill in the first place? If the mum was ill, what has she passed on to the babies? How long have the babies been without food? How long were they, you know, hypothermic for, cold? There's lots and lots of questions. So it's always a challenge because you're looking at the unknown. So you're continually reassessing the animal to do the right thing by it. Because at the end, they're wild animals. So, you know, you're really doing your best to be conscious of that.
If you have a hedgehog that you think's got a parasite or something seriously wrong with it, do you not mix it with the hedgehogs that are already there, or what do you do with that?
No,
that
they're one? always isolated upon admission. And so you know, they might come in because they're out in the day. If they're out in the day, they might have too many internal parasites.
Mm.
One of the biggest, well, two myths that I will blow out of the water: never feed hedgehogs milk or bread. They're lactose intolerant, and bread isn't good for us. I eat too much bread, but it's definitely not good for hedgehogs. So don't feed that. But slugs, snails, and earthworms, everybody thinks, if you ask them, that's what the main part of their diet is. It's not. And slugs, snails, and earthworms actually are the main reason that they come into rescues. Too many, and makes them ill. They are the hosts, intermediate hosts for microscopic parasites such as lungworm. So if a hedgehog's stressed, if maybe it's lost access to a few gardens, it's struggling for food, or gets injured, catches his leg, the parasites start to increase, and that's when it's out in the day. So it might come in with a broken leg, or it might come in underweight, but usually there's lots of things going on. If they're outing the day, the flies may lay their eggs on them, or birds may come down and peck them, or dogs may attack them. We get a lot of dog attacks in. Or they're out in the wrong place to be strimmed. Strimmer injuries are huge.
Oh,
so
wow.
Many. We've had 6 strimmer injuries from Yateley alone in the last month and a half.
What do they eat, hedgehogs?
Hedgehogs in the wild, their favourite food. I'll ask you, what do you think their favourite food is?
Well, leaves.
You know it's not slugs and slays.
Leaves.
Leaves? No, definitely not leaves. No. They're insectivores.
Insects.
Yes.
And meat, isn't it?
Well, in the wild.
Oh, in the wild.
In the wild, a log pile is like a supermarket for a hedgehog.
Woodlouse.
So, I don't know if they eat those because they emit, I think they emit a poison or a nasty taste. Beetles.
Okay.
They love beetles. But how many of us are guilty of having two tidy gardens and not leaving a log pile?
Not me.
No, that's good. We need gardens like that.
Have to say, it's laziness on my part.
We've got a log shed, so I don't know if hedgehogs can get in there. But I was just thinking, I can't remember the last time I saw a hedgehog.
No, I mean, we do have areas where they're very thin on the ground, and that can cause defragmentation and possible inbreeding. It's such a struggle for them. I would encourage everybody to put holes in fences. A garden, if you add up all the gardens in the UK, that's huge acreage, and that's, you know, not just food, potential food for hedgehogs, but it's spaces to live as well.
So when you started and you rescued that first hedgehog, took it into the back garden, sat there watching more coming.
Yes.
What was the draw for them to come to your garden? And obviously you put some holes in the fence, but your garden presumably isn't the only one in the area where they could access. I mean, was there something that was pulling them in?
Were you
putting a particular type of food out, or what was it?
Absolutely. A feeding station. If you're going to feed anything, you need to monitor it for peace of mind, not just for you, but your neighbours. So a feeding station can be anything that will contain the food, give the hedgehogs access, and make it safe, and so you're not feeding the neighbours' cats or, you know, anything else.
I mean, my immediate thought is foxes.
You do a feeding station, you can use, the best thing I like is a clear storage crate turned upside down. The long underbed ones are really good. They're about 6 inches high, but you can get the other ones standard 20 inches by 15. Turn it upside down, 4-inch square hole at the base, paving slab on top. Ideally, if you have a patio with an outside light, you can sit in the warm, watch your favourite programme with a cup of tea. Outside light goes on. You can... Oh, yeah, that's a hedgehog in the box.
So the 4-inch square hole is too small for the fox. Is that the point?
A fox won't be able to get in. It may put the hedgehog in. You put the food at the back. You don't put water in the box. You put water bowls outside. So if it rains, it will replenish the bowls and it's less messy. If you're going to do anything to encourage people, you want to make it easy.
Yeah.
So you want it simple and easy. To attract the hedgehogs, you can use wet cat or dog food. Don't use fish, though. It's a little bit rich for them. And I could tell you a funny story, but maybe not. But the once they're established, the wet cat and dog food is 80% water. So nutritionally, it's not the best for them. Whereas hedgehog food proper, the dried biscuits or cat or dog biscuits, again, not fish, they'll actually act like a toothbrush and they will help to clean the tartar off their teeth and condition their gums. And not only that, there's a higher and better protein content in a decent cat or dog biscuit. So switch to that, and then you can put a bowl of the dried biscuits out in the feeding station, and you can top it up every day or leave it. You haven't got the problem of flies, which you will have with wet cat food or dog food. It's just a lot easier to manage and a nicer experience, I find.
I have seen a hedgehog. We saw a baby hedgehog and a mum hedgehog quite a few years ago in our garden. And we thought it was, myself and the children thought it was really cute. But it occurred to me that some people have the idea that hedgehogs are full of fleas, not to be touched, and just not, you know, not kind of worth looking after. Do you find that?
Lots of myths with hedgehogs. Mm. Don't know how they started or why they're still around. Fleas is another one. Rarely get a hedgehog in with fleas. Had one just before I came, a really cute one I must show you pictures of. A couple of fleas on it. Very, very unusual these days. Fleas, yeah, they're just not around. But they'll only live on hedgehogs. They're host specific. So you'd be very, very unlucky to be bitten by a hedgehog flea. And people often say, oh, we can't have it in the house because we've got cats and dogs. They won't hurt the cat or dogs.
Okay, that poses a question. I think I read that at one point you had 55. Is that right? 55 hedgehogs you're looking after at one time?
I can't possibly commit to any numbers of hedgehogs. We've taken about 400, 600 a year. Any one time on site, we have cap numbers now. We have had 200.
Where are they?
Well, I've converted my garage. That is my hedgehog hospital, where we've got some nice bespoke cages for them.
Okay.
We do have fosterers sometimes. We've hedges in the garden, have a big wild mesh run. The idea is a hedgehog comes in, you want to get it back out as quickly as possible. That hedgehog is blocking that patient bed, essentially. So let's get it back out there where it's happy.
National Hedgehog Service.
It is. Do you know, there's over 800 carers in the UK now. Mm. The British Hedgehog Society has a list. Lots of us helping.
How can people help?
Well, help your local rescue, whether it's hedgehog or wildlife. It's very, very difficult. You are at the bottom of the pile when it comes to fundraising. Humans do get a greater take on it, I suppose. That's the wrong way to say, but they do get more support. And then as you come down the list, cats and dog rescues, and then you eventually get to hedgehogs. Everybody loves a hedgehog, but they think rescues are government funded, and we're not. And even big rescues, registered rescues, it is tough. It is very, very tough to be able to balance the hedgehog care, vet bills, nutrition, lighting, even insurance, all the rest of it. With taking that animal in, you have to have that commitment to be able to give it good standard of care.
You mentioned in your bio that hedgehogs have been around for over 15 million years.
Yeah, I read that. Amazing.
At least. And they haven't really changed that much. That's sort of going against them. They're a bit like the polar bears. They're very slow to change. You know, over 50,000 are killed on the roads every year. Mm. And that's because they stop. You know, they hear a noise and their instinct is to stop. So, yes.
Jane, we could talk about this for quite a long time, I think.
We want to see photos in the break.
Yeah, we do in the break. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's fascinating, actually. I didn't realise I could be quite so fascinated by an animal-related subject.
There's an awful lot. I can talk hedgehogs for hours.
I'm sure you could. It really is very interesting. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you or donate, or what's the best thing for people to do? A, if they, you know, got a hedgehog that needs rescuing, and B, if they want to donate to your cause.
We appreciate any help. We've got the website www.happyhedgehog.org.uk. We do have up and coming fundraisers at the Yateley Christmas Market run by the Lions on November the 25th.
Oh, okay.
Where we sell a lot of hedgehog related goodies. So we always welcome support there. But yeah, you know, some people help us with the newspapers. Some people donate on our Amazon wish list. Some people donate via PayPal, just money, you know, which it all helps.
Brilliant. Well, let's hope via this broadcast you get quite a few people encouraged to help with that. So thank you very much, Jane. Really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.